Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, get out.
Gotta go.
You gotta go. We have all experienced diners that sit and sit and stay and won't leave. In today's episode, I will teach you all my ways that you can get those guests to get the hint and leave.
Like ninja.
So you can turn the table, or better yet, you go home. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVillo.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
I am not certain how this episode is going to land.
You worried about some backlash?
I'm not worried. I mean, listen, the Modern Waiter Podcast is not about some stuffy, you know, way of doing things. It's just the real of the real. How Absolutely. We think, how we feel, you know, how service staff actually... Listen...
Listen, Linda.
Some may say that when it comes to diners and, you know, them getting them to leave, they might say, oh, there's nothing that you could do. But
there's tricks.
That's not practical.
No, absolutely.
You know, it's not practical to just leave them alone and let the tail wag the dog. And it's not practical in the case of a one top. You're not going to let a one top sit at a six top.
Yeah, no.
Okay? It's not practical to hold the table for four hours until somebody comes in.
That's craziness.
That is nuts. And it's not practical to have a table sit there 3 hours after close until they decide to leave.
That ain't happening.
It's not. So, if nothing else, I'm a practical man.
Yeah, we keep it within reason, I hope.
I hope so, too.
I hope.
We could be a little bit... narrow in our focus, but
sometimes
that's what it's all about, though.
Yeah, that's why we discuss it, to see where we're at with it and see if we are narrow or if we're not.
And then we can grow.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, try going to a bank 5 minutes after close.
It doesn't, you're not allowed.
You're not getting in.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't go to the bank 3 minutes before it closes, yeah. Not 5 minutes after. 3 minutes before it's, while it's still open.
Exactly. When they close the doors on the plane, try just showing up and be like, well, I'm here. Bye.
That plane is gone. Gone.
So this...
Get there early,
yes.
Or miss that plane.
You choose. There's a point in the service industry where we have to get real while being hospitable.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to getting people to get out, I'm the man for the job.
He's the man, like ninja.
They used to send me in. Like, yeah. Wait.
I'm sending in the Marine Squire. We are sending in the crew, the cleanup crew, to bring it out.
I'm the cleaner.
He's the cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, especially the whole job.
You sent the wolf?
That's right. I remember
we
closed in teams there.
Yeah.
There was two of us. At this place, you know, one person can close.
Sure.
But, you know, at the old place, you need a team.
Yeah, you need two people. Yeah.
Now, if I closed with someone and they weren't adept of getting people out, I wouldn't want to close with them. I used to prep them from the beginning of the shift. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
what are you doing at 11:16? And they'd be like, oh, well, you know. And I said, the answer is getting in your car.
Exactly.
Going home or wherever the hell you want to go. Right? Because I'm
You're
not
about here.
That. Yes. I am not waiting. I will leave you. Sort of a dick move, but I will leave you.
Everything else is done. I got to go.
I have to go. I got, listen.
I got places to be.
I don't see that. When the meter goes out,
yeah,
I need to go. If I'm not making any money, more money, this place has
You're
no
on my
use
time.
For me. Yes.
You're on my time.
You are on my time.
That's my time now.
And do you do a fair bit of closing anymore or?
Not as much as I used to, but I still do. And I'm still there. Even when I don't close, I'm there till close.
Okay.
So I see the situation. But now they do a little too much cleaning for me lately, so I choose not to close. They added some extra stuff since when you were there.
Oh man. Wow. Just always trying to squeeze people.
Yeah.
I get it, but
no.
I think it kind of adds to the burnout too.
You know what it is? It wasn't that they added extra stuff. What we used to do,
okay,
like on a weekly basis and stuff like that. Remember, we used to do like little things that had to be done every day of the week. One small project used to get done. That kind of got lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
Some negative things came about. We had to tighten everything up, and now they do it every day because I deal with knuckleheads. Instead of it should have been a routine that happened, you know. Where you're not stuck there, and now you get stuck there.
Is it the knuckleheads, or there's no system in place to make sure that every Tuesday this is done, every Wednesday this is done? Because it's two. You don't just hang a sign and then say this is what's going to be done and
True.
Expect it to be done.
Yeah, no,
there
yeah.
has to be some follow through.
There has to be some
consequences.
Enforcement. Yeah, the enforcement wasn't being done, and this happened after COVID, so it was one of those kind of things where you know people just got complacent with things.
Okay,
so. But before COVID, obviously, it was the system ran the way it's supposed to run. So I get it. I mean, at the beginning, we were running less staff. But now that we're fully normal, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say fully normal, but we're fully normal. Let's
yeah.
be honest.
Okay? Yeah.
Most of the country's back to normal. So these things needed to get implemented back into play. And then by the time it had happened, it was already too late.
Yeah. You know, it's really tough being a man in management because
yeah.
you have to have... You have to constantly tweaking your system
mm-hmm.
and your consequences and repercussions and the people that you have under you to make sure that those things are constantly being
accounted for.
But the ones that just say I said it once and then I said it don't work with kids. It don't work in the workplace.
It don't work with adults either. You're right. I mean, it has to be ingrained into their head. And I try to, you know, I mean, you can only do so much as you can do.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, at least for me, I'm not the manager, so I'm not going to just sit there and be there, you know, telling people like, okay. But I said, it could be easier if you just did this.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a fair amount of effort.
Yeah.
On everyone's part.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to do it, you know, in earnest because it's a part of your job.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's whatever. Let's teach people how to get out.
Get
the people out.
Exactly.
That's why we're here. Okay. Now, I'm going to start with the last. In the list of tips and tricks I'm going to share with you,
okay.
I'm going to start with the last resort.
Gotcha.
Okay? Now, asking someone to leave has to be the last thing you try.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everything else I'm going to talk about is just hints and more hints. It's just going to escalate.
Yeah, till this point. Well, now it's time to go.
Yeah. I don't.
And I mean, it's not even, you know, when you're at a certain point and you can be comical or you don't have to be rude or anything,
mm-hmm.
but you can be comical. You can be, you know, direct or you have whatever your approach is.
Yeah.
When you ask them to leave, when you're at that point, it needs to be definitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The lights are on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're past the hints. Yeah. We are closed, people, okay?
Yeah, man.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Yes. Without a doubt. That's your last resort, people.
Yeah.
So I wanted to start with that because it's very important. You don't want to rock up on someone who's, you know, most likely staying because they're having a good time
yeah.
with their you know, fellow guests and things like that.
And we get it, you know, sometimes like there's music on or something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're the point of, when you're past the point of music,
yeah,
or you're past the point of entertainment and it's just lights and quiet,
you're being rude.
You're being rude.
You're being rude.
You're being
rude. And you have to be told you're being rude.
Yes. That's where we're at right there. Okay.
So I'm not even gonna, I mean, should we even cover how do you handle the get out? Like the actual verbiage of, you know, hey, you know, we're closed. How do you say it?
It depends. Like if I'm the closer, mm-hmm, and they're well past, you know, and oh, when you talk, we've been closed for an hour plus. Okay. Yeah. I gave you all the time while I was cleaning and everything else. You got to go. Or, and I don't even, honestly, I don't even say it like that. That's a little mm-hmm rude, but I'm more, you know, okay. I give you the 5-minute warning.
I'll help you give
the 5-minute warning really at, before we're even at that point. Mm-hmm. And then if I have to be rude, then it's really time to go.
Yeah. I stand there and I really make use of silence, really. And then when I stand there and you look up at me, and then I really am, by my silence, I'm inviting you to be aware of the situation. Get out of your little bubble, your little fog, look mm-hmm around, see that no one else is there. And I tend to do that when there's no one else there.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I say, oh, folks, we're currently closed and we're clearing the, you know, the dining room for cleaning or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're outside, say, hey, we do these stacked chairs, bring everything inside kind of thing, or
yeah,
the other way around.
Exactly. Or, you give them action.
Yeah, or hey, if they're inside, all these chairs outside, I need to bring inside kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's usually the most direct, polite way to do it.
Yeah, I very rarely would ever say you have to go or whatever. No. I just say, this is what I need to do. You can infer what happens after that.
Yeah.
You know, I need to take the chairs inside.
Exactly.
I need to clear the dining room. I need to do this. Oh, you kicking us out? And I just smile. You know what I mean?
Yes, but no, I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, that's, it's a silly question to answer.
You already know the answer.
You already know the answer.
When it came out your mouth, you knew the answer.
Exactly. You know, and there are people who need that obtuse, they need that obvious thing, yeah, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I think it's heavy-handed to come over to you after I'm doing it a long time coming.
Yes, exactly.
Now, let's get into, so before I get into the hints, I've written these in escalating order.
So are we starting from lightest to the strongest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're now circling back, and it's important to really recognize the times in which you really need people to get moving, mm-hmm, which are, you may want to turn the table.
Yes.
At the end of the shift, mm-hmm, or at the end of the night. Now, the difference between end of shift and end of night is the end of shift could be after your lunch shift, that kind of thing.
And I do a lot of that. And this is how I can, you mind if I kind of do my little spiel when it's time to go? Then
when we get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to lean on you because I don't do that.
I got you.
Right? Yeah. Now, I would be primarily, my expertise is primarily end of the night.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have some end of shift, you know, from back in the day when I worked my one lunch shift and all that stuff. But then, you know, you can really give your advice. Now, when it comes to turning the table, I don't believe in really turning and burning. Mm-hmm. It's just not what I do. Now, some places, they make their money from the turn and burn.
Yeah.
Which is okay, but there are other systems in the entire restaurant in a turn and burn place that lend itself to people leaving.
Absolutely. Okay?
By that, I mean the atmosphere. You know, it's not a comfy, cozy place. Mm-hmm. The chairs aren't. We call them 5-minute chairs.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're sitting on a 5-minute chair, you know, like it's a, like, you know who has like Five Guys.
Yes.
They are
like benches and stuff like that. You know, like picket style.
Yeah.
Benches.
If you have
there's no true comfort.
If you have, like, even if the chair has a back, there's no arms to mm-hmm it. It's very sturdy. The back is straight up. It doesn't have an angle to it. There's no cushion on it. Those are 5-minute chairs.
So
you're gonna sit down.
They're cold.
Eat. Yes. And when they're cold on you, like your butt's like you need some cushion on your butt.
Yeah.
Now, those types of places, you shouldn't have time, you know, problem turn and burn, because it's just the way
it goes.
Well,
that's the way the place is, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going there for a quick bite.
I can only give you what I experience, which is a place where people are dining and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe there's a booth, maybe there's this or whatever. Now, I don't believe that turning your table is as important as giving them, you know, if you're turning the table for the purpose of making more money, I believe you can make more money on a table, you know,
yeah.
more so than two, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
It all washes out because you have more than one table.
Yeah.
If I have a four table section and one's staying, I just make yeah. more money on the other three.
Three tables. Yeah.
You know, so that's my caveat. Now,
you want them to be comfortable while they're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Your job is to make sure those people are comfortable. And like he said, if you're not gonna be a place where you have a one section table, you know, one yeah. section.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't work like that.
Now there are scenarios where you need to turn a table.
Absolutely. Large
parties, big holidays, long waits.
Yeah.
You know, if the you know, there's a wait and stuff like that in the whole sections of campers, you got to turn that table.
Yeah. And I know for sure when COVID started and people were starting to get back to normalizing, mm-hmm. there was always, usually at most places they were running, what, a 90-minute to a two-hour max. And then they, you know, you had your time.
Okay.
So they can get back into the flow of the restaurant without people camping.
I didn't experience that going out or serving, but I take your word for it.
Oh yeah, definitely, mm-hmm. it was definitely going on.
Okay.
I mean, but we're also not those kind of people that would worry about a 90-minute or 2-hour. You know, we're gonna eat, be there for what we need to be there for, and leave.
Yeah. So in the case of turning your tables, I would say, for instance, if they're seatings, mm-hmm. if you have an event or like a boat parade or like we do a boat parade, we do seatings.
Mm-hmm.
If it's New Year's Eve, there's seatings.
Yeah.
If there's brunch, there's seatings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're well aware they're still going to try to go over their time. So that prep work is done in the beginning.
Yeah.
You remind them that, yeah, it's a two hour reservation or it's a 2-hour seating, you know, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. So
the next guest can come in.
So that we have another seating after this and things like that. And if you're on the second seating, I say we have to clear the dining room for dinner, or we have to clear the dining room mm-hmm. for the final evening and things like that. And now that's important. So if you're getting them to get out of your section to turn the table because of seatings, yeah, I'm on board with that. You just want to make them aware and where they stand, and it's a lot easier. So when at the end of the night you say, hey, you know, not hey, but You mentioned that you have another reservation waiting for this table, mm-hmm. and it's not a harsh blow.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. It's not like it's rude or anything like that.
Correct.
They've probably been well finished with their meal and most likely just been hanging out talking.
And now you can notice a drag too.
Oh yeah.
You know, if sometimes the bar is backed up or the kitchen's backed up mm-hmm. and things like that, and you know you're not going to hit that, then you have to pivot.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to. The best work is the prep work. You know, you prep them, you make sure that they have a good time so that there's no issues when they respond to you, on how they respond to you mm-hmm. when you're ready to
exactly.
get them to move on. Now, end of shift, this is where you come in, okay? Because the end of shift could be a shift change
mm-hmm.
from lunch to dinner. It could be end of night as well, but
usually lunch to dinner. And then
lunch to dinner.
And for me, it's easier because they don't really have to leave. I have to leave. You know what I mean?
Now I have a question.
And you don't want to force them out. Now, it's also about timing. Like, I'm not going to tell the guests what I'm about to say unless they've completely enjoyed their meal.
Yes. Okay. Agreed.
So, I'm like, if I get a table at, you know, if I switch over to 4:30 and or 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And I get a table at 3:45. I'm not saying anything to that table until 5 o'clock.
Gotcha.
You know, they've already ate, and I'm saying, and this is what I say if that happens, something like that happens. At 5 o'clock, I'll be like, you guys are more than welcome to hang out as long as you like.
Mm-hmm.
My shift's over. The dinner shift is here. You guys can take all the time you need. If you need another round or anything, let me know before, but we're going to close up the check.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to stay and, you know, hang out, this is XYZ who's behind me, or this is mm-hmm. their station. And then they feel comfortable where they're not being rushed out.
Yeah.
You know, they can enjoy their drink or whatever. They finish their conversation. But me and them have closure.
Yeah.
Because I also have people to tip out. places to be. You know, there's other, at that point in the day, there's that whole day crew is leaving where you have to pay people and other people need to do what they need to do on their life.
Correct. And that's very well said. I usually would not focus on the fact of them having to leave. I focus on the operations of the restaurant.
Yes.
Okay. I tell them that I'm on my way out, or, you know, there's a dinner shift, the dinner shift coming on now, and then things like that. And generally I speak slowly with that for them to be able to interject and suggest what they want to do.
Exactly.
You know, I don't ask them what they want to do. No. But I say, you know, pardon me, we have a second shift coming on, or the dinner shift is here. And they say, oh, you want us to blah, 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 blah. And then I go with that. So I speak and pause.
You give them a chance to respond. Exactly.
Correct.
And then another trick is, well, not a trick, but another thing that you almost anywhere does is if they are coming, like, say, the same time, 3:45, and you know, they kind of are lackadaisical, but you got them drinks or whatever, and they're not fully into their meal or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you do you just transition and give it to the other server.
Okay.
You know.
Now, what if you work for a place that doesn't do transfers? Like, you start a table, you have to finish them out. What if you work for a place that if you can't leave unless they leave? And there are places like that.
At that effect, you're going to, if you know that coming in, you're going to pause that table as long as possible. Let's just be honest. You know your crew is coming in the next 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're going to get that table water. You're not going to commit to anything. You're going to make sure that they're kind of comfortable, answer the questions they need. Or if you have a plug at the bar and you just call your drinks, let that server know when they walk in, hey, this is what you got to ring in. They have what they need, but I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of know that at those points.
So that takes me back.
Because if they don't give you a way out, then you got to make your own way out.
That's true. Now, that reminds me of when I used to work lunch. And now, let's say lunch ends at 4.
Yeah.
And you have that 3:55 table.
Absolutely.
And the next crew is supposed to be here at 4. No one's here. Yet, you know, maybe it's even 10 minutes to. Maybe it's even 15 minutes to. 15 is kind of tough.
Yeah. It's tough. 3:45 is where you're at that. It's tipsy on each end.
It's tipsy. So I used to message them. It's like, yo, I'm going to put this under your number.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm clocking you in.
We knew everybody's number, though,
and I'm starting you this your table. Table on
this
your
table
number.
Is yours.
Okay. Yo, free money.
Free money, yeah.
Free money.
Waiting for you. I used to love that. When I was strong and closing on the regular, people knew my number. And, you know.
So you'd walk into, like.
I would walk in.
4 or 5 tables.
Off the rip.
and just come to
free money like how it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody in the building knew my number. And the closers always knew. The lunch closers would always know my number. If they knew I was closing, they knew. Yeah, it got to the point.
But the issue with you is you'd be late.
Yes.
So
they had to work it out.
You'd be coming in and be like, where is Danny? I've been like, it's 4:20 now. Maybe not 4:20, but it's 4 like 10 after. And I can't, you know, if a manager reads that ticket.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
He's putting on his face.
So that's one thing I used to drag him. Like, I'll drag getting him the menu.
The drag is key.
Drag getting him. And I'll say, oh, I'll be right with you. And then I'll take their order, their drink order. And I'll drag that too. If it was in a place that I could get, you know, a bartender, that I could get the drinks on the arm and then ring it in later. Or I couldn't, you know, trust the crew coming on to just ring stuff under their number. Drags the name of the game, bro.
You're dragging, okay?
You dragging.
You're hoping and dragging and keeping it moving.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
And then when they come in,
where were you?
Where were you? and then that only works if you have one table that came in. When it's like a bunch.
Oh, you're SOL.
You're staying.
Yeah, you're hanging out.
Yeah. and it's not that bad because then you're making money.
Because, when there's a group, when you know it's 3 or 4 tables, I'm staying. I don't. That extra hour makes it worth it for me.
Yeah.
When it's one table and they're kind of, oh, I'm waiting on this person or I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That is your cue to know, hey, okay, you wait.
Yeah.
Because I'm leaving.
Yeah.
This will be your server as soon as they walk in the door.
Exactly. Now, in the case of those of you who are at a place where if your table's still there, you have to be there. What I do is I offer them things, not more water. I ask, would you like another beverage from the bar?
Yeah.
I let them know in a way that it costs money to sit here.
Oh, yeah. Taxation without representation.
Would you like another? Would you like the menu again to see if there's something else you'd like to order? You know, and I'm there because I need to be useful.
Yeah.
Okay. And that usually gets them to a point where it's, we're going to leave and this and that. And I don't turn around when they say they're going to leave. I just step to the side a little bit and just I present a level of uncomfortableness. Because if you leave, they just turn around and start talking again.
Yes.
Once you see someone grabs their purse, it's the cue for other people. But if you turn around, they're going to put that purse down.
Now, they can leave when they... Well, no. I mean, we're talking end of night or middle of the shift.
This is end of shift.
Okay. End of shift. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
This is end of shift, not end of the night.
Okay. End of shift. Now, but if they paid the check, I'm good.
I'm saying this is a scenario, if it's a scenario where you can't leave unless they leave, paid or not.
Oh, I've never had that. I've never ran into that.
Yeah,
they're places. To where you can't leave unless they leave.
Correct. There are places like that.
Now, once you pay, and we talked about it before, the transaction is over. our business here is over.
Yes, but the guys is they don't really want the guests to be left hanging if they want another drink, who they turn to.
No, true.
You know, so I get that part, and most places understand if there's someone there's not going to be servers
that's
in the building.
Somebody's section if they want to stay for another drink.
Exactly.
You know, that's where that was the biggest thing I was talking about earlier when I was saying you know. Yes, this is XYZ, you're in their world now.
Yeah.
I don't want to take from them in a sense. Thank you for your business.
Okay. Now, the exception of transferring the table, are there any other tricks that you get them end of shift, changeover, things like that?
It depends on when they come in, if they've been there for a while and we're just what I said earlier was always works well. Like, you know, I wrap them up. I drop the check.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it moving. Gotcha. You know what I mean? I'm not telling them they have to go anywhere, but I definitely have to leave the building.
Gotcha. Okay?
When there's other, like, you can pull plates, which is huge, which is one of your little tricks I'm sure you're going to talk about in a minute.
Yes.
Clearing the table completely. You leave them with nothing on the table.
Take everything. From them everything.
Leave them nothing.
Nothing. Now, end of the night. This is where I come in. This is where I'm proficient.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Now, you have to be uber aware of everything at the end of the night. You're going to make sure that you're on top of the timings of the kitchen because the kitchen's doing their side work too.
Yes.
Food runners are going to be doing their side work if you have food runners. Yeah. You're going to be doing your side work. Now, don't start your side work if not all your food's out. If you haven't done everything, I've seen people like mill around. Listen, your job number one at the end of the shift is to get these people started.
Yeah.
Okay? You got
to. You don't touch anything until all that food is out to where they're at the point where they're eating.
Yes.
And then you have the time to go do what you need to go do.
Yes. You start doing your side work or whatever it is that you have to do when they are actively eating and no longer need any extras for you. Now, I course aggressively at the end of the evening.
And you have to.
Yes.
Because, that's another thing. If you're walking in at maybe 5 or 10 till, you're telling that people, yes, okay, you can have what you want, but at the same time, everything's going to kind of either come out. It's going to come out when it's ready. Yeah. My kitchen is literally going to walk out that door at this moment. You know, not like that, but mm-hmm. their mind has shut off.
I'm at a different space. I'm sure I can't do that. However, when I say aggressively, there's not going to be those pregnant pauses in between.
Yeah, and you're also at a place where you're at, your last reservation, okay, is easily an hour before you guys close.
Easily.
So you're not dealing with the coming in right before we close kind of issue.
I do sometimes. And now what we're talking about is end of shift, meaning like you can still have people here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's just your last table. It doesn't have to be the last table, but it's all encompassing.
Absolutely.
Now, either way, if it's just your last table and there's people still coming in, it doesn't freaking matter.
No.
You still need to be aware of the timings because it's nearing the end of the shift, okay? And things are starting to start to drag.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be on top of those timings. That's number one. Be on top of the timings, meaning, oh, we're not ready, this and that, and maybe that's a whole other show to get them to how to get people to order in a certain amount of time. And I usually tell them, but in the case of if it's getting to be late, I let them know that to enjoy the full experience.
Here. I'm not here to rush you.
I just tell them the chef needs to know.
Yes. We need to, you know, that this is.
We'll course it out for you, but the chef needs to know
exactly what we're going on.
Yeah.
This way we have a plan of action.
Yeah, I don't tend to explain too much.
No. I don't tell that to the guests.
Okay, gotcha.
I am saying for us telling the people that are listening.
Yes. Yes. Definitely time aggressively. You're in control of the table. They've ordered.
Mm-hmm.
They've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Now you weave in your side work.
Mm-hmm.
You get, while they're eating, you're doing your side work, you're checking on them.
Yes.
You don't ever want them to feel that you're missing.
You want the feeling of missing.
If you miss something, if you're missing, then it's going to extend your payment.
Yeah, then you're stuck for a little bit.
Then you're stuck for a little bit. Now, you're getting them to pay, okay? This is the meat of now we're basically talking about people that are hanging around. This is where, you know, you're getting them to get the hell out.
Yes.
Now, I'm assuming that you presented the check.
Mm-hmm.
And most people. Now, the goal is to get them to leave. Most people clear the check too soon.
Yes.
Okay. I leave the check there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long. But just a little bit, because my goal is to let them go and then the check is there. Not at all, but the end of the table, yes. Because you're going to increase you're going to sour the milk as time goes on, okay? So you got them to pay. That's number one. Now, number two, now that all your side work's done, then you take the check and then you thank them.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for coming. I enjoyed the evening. I hope you did
as
well.
You guys were a pleasure.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that. Now, next step, as you're escalating, you clear some of the items.
Mm-hmm.
Not all. Rookie move if you clear the entire table.
No.
They're just going to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
What you're really doing is interrupting.
Yes.
Okay. What you're doing is having an excuse to come back and increase the levels of.
It's like a slow burn at that point.
It's a slow nudge every time, because what you provided them beforehand was
an experience.
They have a bubble.
Yeah,
they're in this bubble.
Now they're comfortable.
Now you want to pop that bubble.
Yes.
You want to enter that bubble. You want to be around that bubble. I clear, let's say, in the case of, you know, there's some, if they're wiggling with their last of their drinks and things like that, I clear the drinks. I make sure that everything else is tidy, assuming there's napkins, and there shouldn't be any plates at this time. Water glasses, you know, drink glasses are gone. I go away, and then I come back again. Now I clear everything. Okay, I'm clearing the napkins. I'm, you know, the water's done. I'm not going to give them more water. And I say, oh, I just have to present this to the dishwasher. You know, it's the end of the night. Blah 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 blah. And I get that cleared at that point. Now they're being
ridiculous. Past that point.
Now you're past the point, because at this point, most will get the hint. So then you have to escalate again. You know, you thank them for it. And now, as other people are leaving, what I do is, for instance, your table, let's say they're in the middle of the dining room or wherever they are, and as other people leave, I stand on the other side of the table and I audibly say to the table that's leaving, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
So they can hear you.
Enjoy. So they can hear you.
Yeah.
And that's an audible cue that things are wrapping up. And now, so you're, as you're escalating, that one is very powerful.
Oh, that one usually works.
It works. So
within 3 to 5 minutes of something like that, they're usually gone.
Yes. And not even like within seconds.
True. Well, if you're standing there, like, well, I don't know this as much, because like, I'll say exactly how you just did, stand in a room and say goodbye to the other table. Maybe go check on something like, cyborg wise or whatever.
Yeah.
Come back. I give them that moment to where they can pick up their stuff and leave, so I can come back to the table and it's clean.
Rookie move. Because you've done all the side work that you can do, and you've been out of sight. Whenever you're out of sight, the bubble reestablishes. Okay? They feel comfortable. The bubble actually just widened, because now they have the place to themselves. You know, you've ever had those tables that say like, oh, we have the place to ourselves, and they think that's pretty cool.
It's not cool.
It's not cool. It is not cool.
It is not cool.
So your presence, you have to be within, you know, walking around constantly burping. And you don't have to touch the table to burst it. You can just walk by. You know, as if you can get them to look up, you're constantly, you know, dispersing that bubble. Now, if that, you know, oh, thank you for coming, da 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 da, then I stand close by within eyesight. Okay? And I'm not standing, obviously, I'm not standing behind where they have to turn around.
No.
I'm standing
visually
within eyesight. Now, if they are, now the radius of their eyesight, it can't be like you're off, you know, to the side.
No, like you're overseeing the dining room at one point.
Yeah, if they look up, they can see me.
Yeah, like when you're usually at to where you're overlooking your section when you have a full section kind of thing.
Correct. I'm going to stand where they can see me.
Yeah.
Further escalation, this usually gets them going after a couple of minutes, is I stand within earshot. Most people don't want to have a conversation where they know someone can hear them. Okay, so what's very important at this time is that the music, if you have music, has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can hear themselves.
Yeah.
So if you're in control of the music, you turn the music down, the lights stay the same, right? The lights are just before the end of everything.
Yeah, if you're there till the lights come on, that's the sign in itself.
Yes, it is. So the music goes down, and we don't really, we have music, but it's so low, you know, you can hear. So, I'm telling, very game changer. If you stand within earshot, and you're not looking at them.
Are people writing this stuff down?
Like, it's important not to look at them.
Yeah.
You know, when you're standing within eyesight, you can, you know, look in the general direction where you're facing in the general direction. Mm-hmm. But you have to be either
zoned out, but not zoned out on them.
You have to be just standing there within earshot. Mm-hmm. If you have someone else next to you, try not to talk. Because if you talk, it reestablishes. If you two start to talk,
that starts their bubble all over.
It starts their bubble all over again because they think that you're not listening or can hear because you're paying attention to the other thing. Mm-hmm. You stand there silently. Now there's two ears listening, but I do this solo. And I'm telling you, it's very, very powerful. They will, you know, stand. Now, now you get into the final like KOs of then you start to do the lights. I tend not to do the lights all at once because of the style of place that I work.
Yeah.
Now, if you are at a more casual place, it's fine to flip the lights on, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Because it's kind of in line with, you know, getting
last call.
Yeah, last call, you know, lights. It's a very effective tool. Mm-hmm. When teachers used to, you know, have rowdy kindergarten classes, they would flip the lights on and off, right? Mm-hmm. Like that visual is very disturbing.
Yeah.
Now, I do the gradual turning up of the lights. Boom, boom,
a little tap,
boom.
Tap.
Yeah, a little tap, tap. And then I will re-enter and I'll stand and then I say nothing. And that's the point in which right before I bring it really back to the beginning of when I say it's the final thing to actually let them know, my last one before that is I stand there and then they usually say, oh.
We get it.
Yeah, we got to go. But and then if they just look at me like I got to say something, I got no problem saying something.
Yeah.
And those are my tips and tricks. And you really have to be aware of where you work.
Yes.
What you can do, what you can get away with. You got to
know your boundaries and what you can do and what you can get away with.
Don't get fired.
Yeah, kicking somebody out.
And then say that I taught you how to get fired.
Yeah. Okay?
Because you have to remain employed. Mm-hmm. And be able to be practical, yeah. You know?
Like, and we're not saying, obviously we're not saying, hey, if they, you know, you're not just kicking somebody out because you're kicking them out. You know?
This like, is well after this the, is, your service
this has been. This is after the service has been fully rendered, they're happy.
Correct.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
And that's just it. Like, you had an exchange.
Yeah.
You were paid for your services. The restaurant got their money. Mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely insanely stupid to think that you're going to let these people sit there till 5 a.m. if they wanted to.
No, that's crazy.
You know, if the manager had to deal with that, he would tell them himself that you got to go. But you just want to make people feel welcome even if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a way of the thing. You don't want to be...
You don't want to be rude, but you want to be, you just, like I said, you want to be present.
Yes.
So they understand.
Yes. And those of you who are like, oh, they'll run away and then peek behind and wait for them, that ain't going to work.
Who's
they're just going to sit there. Next, sometimes people just like stay in the cut.
Yeah. Right? What are you doing?
Yeah. If you stay in the cut out of the dining room and then they have the place
to
themselves.
They reestablish the bubble again.
Yeah. They reestablish that bubble. You have to be, and you have the time to do it because you're not doing other things.
Yeah.
If you waited till the end to do your side work and then you're not present, they ain't going to leave.
No. They're not going to leave till you're done with your side work.
You're not going to leave. Some people aren't going to leave till you kick them out. And that's how you get them on the get out. Now, if you enjoy our show, take 12 seconds, not even.
He said
12. You just say, hey, you know.
Yeah, he had an exact number. I like it.
Yeah, 12 seconds. You know, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And you just lean over to somebody who you think that would enjoy the show and say, hey, check it out. I'll forward this to you.
Yeah.
I thought this was pretty cool. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm on Instagram, very active on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, at The Modern Waiter Podcast. Show ideas. I get just comments.
Mm-hmm.
I get people that have a suggestion. Contact me there.
Hear
or email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Now, we are a part of the One Star Podcast Network. Your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-centric podcasts. Put together by the ladies from the Sidework Podcast.
Yes.
Very funny ladies. We have like, what, 5 different shows on the network right now?
One for every day of the week and then... except for the weekends.
True.
So.
Sidework Podcast.
Sidework, Macaroni Zone, Copper and Heat, In Your Mouth, and Confessions of a Server of Our Man Quaylen.
So then six. Because there's five others.
Yeah.
I think, are we the only Tuesday one?
I think so,
there's like maybe two Mondays.
Oh, okay, that's what it is?
Something like that.
Okay.
But something to check everybody. Out. Let us know how you what you think. Now, we do this for you each and every week.
Every week.
We keep promising the Patreon and things like that. I mean, we have some cool stuff for you to listen to us.
We're building it up, but we're getting it all together for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we got it well built up by now.
Yeah, we're organizing it. I mean, we could definitely start.
You know what it is? I'm too busy.
Yeah, it's he's right. No, it is.
This podcast takes a lot of I don't want to say a lot of effort, but it's effort.
I mean, it's constant preparation, and not even just that. We're constantly looking for good content for you people and new ideas and new guests.
Yes.
And at the same time, promoting ourselves while we're out.
Yes. And we enjoy doing it. And it just helps us if you do a little bit of that too. So we'll see you next week with a fresh episode. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVillain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Flow is the beat goes pop, pop. Who the hell can stop that? Initiated, wake up with your head cracked, spitting nasty like the pimples on your